Jimi Hendrix was born 58 years ago today. Hendrix was a legend even while he was alive. Since his death 30 years ago, he's become an industry. There are about 10 times as many Hendrix albums in circulation now as when he was making them. But even after too many looks back, music critic Milo Miles says a thoughtful Hendrix reissue can reveal the vibrant musician, not just the icon.
Every Jimi Hendrix album that came out in my high school years, I learned more about the depth and possibilities of electric music. After he was gone, I learned what could happen to a rock legacy when a rising superstar had the dreadful bad manners to die young. The mishmash of Hendrix material that appeared in the 1970s remains a model of how not to do reissues. The Hendrix saga improved when some ferocious concert collections appeared in the late 1980s, starting with Live at Winterland. Then, in 1995, Jimmy's father finally got control of the estate. The family operation has deleted some good packages and tends to put out more material than most fans need, but I'm particularly fond of the delicious leftovers on the album South Saturn Delta, and the inventive attempt to put together what would have been the final Hendrix album, First Rays of the New Rising Sun. But massive Hendrix reissues still make me skeptical, if only out of habit. Now we have the fancy 4-CD box, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and it's worrisome at first. It begins with a previously unissued alternate version of Purple Haze. Another Purple Haze? But the new guitar solo and the spacier atmosphere and even the unfinished finish prove once again that Hendrix's alternate takes are only two or three times more captivating than any other rock and rollers. Danged if it doesn't finally sound like a gift from the Sonic Gods, or at least master engineer Eddie Kramer. But the 54 unissued performances or mixes or takes are not the point. The glory of the set is how it presents a full, detailed picture of Hendrix at work in his times. Hendrix was suited for his lightning bolt career between 1966 and 1970. What made him so modern, even a musician of the future, was that he was such a voracious studio creature. As he said, a million miles an hour was his speed. As a composer and player, he rejected either or in favor of both and. He liked wide open borders and infinite selections. His songs could benefit from the tight structures of pop, but flourished without them. Hendrix famously agonized over where his work fit into the spectrum of race and music in America, but he also relished being undefined, cosmically beyond it all. The Jimi Hendrix Experience CDs pull away some screens of mystery. Other than the Janis Joplin set called Janis, I can't think of a box that humanizes an idol more effectively than this one. We'll be right back. Not only can you follow his passionate exploration of later tunes like In From the Storm, but you get his most revealing selection of oldies ever. His treatment of Johnny B. Goode and Blue Suede Shoes are as untouchable as his more famous All Along the Watchtower. And the mildly raunchy passages he inserts into numbers like Gloria help get him out of the cosmos and back in the roadhouse. Yes, this is an intimidating heap of material, but it delivers what sketches and candid snapshots are always supposed to, the unguarded hot moment. Unlikely as it seems, the Jimi Hendrix Experience box must be heard as soon as you decide you're a serious fan.
Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He reviewed the 4-CD box set, The Jimi Hendrix Experience.